first Taiwan special of the week. I think that this week it's been a strange phenomenon. I was just dealing with it this morning. There's people. I don't know if this is just something I've been dealing with, but I've been seeing it everywhere in government. I've been seeing it in many, many relationships. I talked about it a little bit yesterday with what I was dealing with the podcast thing about, what we want and in the philosophy of hiring. And, I'm running into a lot of people. Now, fortunately, my good friend I was talking about yesterday, I'm not running into that with him. In fact, the very good friend that I had the friendly disagreement with about hiring philosophy, he gave me some amazing, phenomenal insight into this. I've been running into people who don't want to be told no, all over. Last night, I was talking with some parents about a kid that wouldn't accept, that they wouldn't obey his parents. He's like, our son won't obey us. What do we do? I'm like, well, make him obey you. But he won't. No. No means no. You got to get this in your head. If you tell your son no, your 15-year-old, he has to obey you. There isn't an option where he doesn't. He has to. The question is, what will it cost him? Will he throw such a fit that he breaks furniture in the house and you have to call the police for, I don't know if that's domestic violence. Domestic violence means fights between people that have a close relationship, married, very good friends, family members. I don't know if domestic violence applies to very good friends, but in some circumstances it might. It's like, but destroying the furniture, disturbing the peace. I don't know. Like, if a kid goes that far and he's got to get arrested by the police in order to obey his parents, then that's how far he made it go. But if you've got parents and a kid, the kid has to obey the parents. Now, if the parents are wrong and they're abusive, like if they're beating him up or hitting him with a whip or something, then you've got to take the kid away from the parents. Okay, like there's another scenario there. But I said, you've got to get it in your mind that what you say is law because you're the parents. And the kid, one of the things he needs to learn before he becomes an adult is that people have to obey other people. There's always someone that you've got to obey. Even the president has to obey the news media. Oh, no, wait, that's not how that, well, okay. We'll rewind that here. Everybody has to obey someone else. And the news media seem to be among the people who never learned that. If someone grows up and never learns that they have to obey someone sometimes and that they can't get what they want, they got to obey someone else. People that don't learn that lesson will go on to think that everyone has to obey them. And so now we've got this thing where the news media has been bossing around the president and they're mad because it's not working. And now the news media is trying to boss around Congress. And the news media is angry because Congress isn't obeying. This is not an indication of the inner strategery. I disagree with Rush Limbaugh's theory that after Trump got elected, no, it wasn't Trump. I think it was sometime in the Obama years. Limbaugh said, now it's no longer the Democrat Party, telling the news media what to do. Now it's the Democratic news media telling the Democratic Party what to do. And he said, if you look at it that way, then everything makes sense. I don't think that is actually a behind the scenes working theory anyway. My theory of the relationship between the Democrat news media and the Democratic politicians is that the Democratic news media think that they get to tell everybody else what to do, including and especially their fellow Democrats that they help so much because the press thinks that it's God, basically. They think that they run everything. They think that the Second Amendment exists only for them. So, they think that the First Amendment only applies to them. So, you've got a little bit of a prince complex there going on with the news media. So, I'm running into a lot of people who don't want to be told no. And my very, 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 very good friend, which I mentioned in the podcast yesterday, we were talking about this, and I was telling him about one situation, and he said, usually when you get someone who comes in and wants to boss somebody else around, there's money involved. There's usually money involved when someone believes that someone else has to obey them. And John believes that he can boss around Jimmy utterly and completely, take over his life, move into his house, isolate him from his friends. John believes he can boss around Jimmy, just everything, decide what his job's going to be, tell his boss how to be a boss. Just John wants Jimmy's money. That was one of my friend's suggestions. I said, that's a very interesting theory, at least a question to ask. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, so anyhow, people that don't want to be told no, we're talking news media types. Look, Hong Kong. The Hong Kong government has Beijing blood, and they don't want to be told no. You have to obey. The Hong Kong government doesn't get this. The people didn't want this extradition bill. The extradition bill must be, it should have been gone the minute that the people didn't want it. Well, that didn't work. So they had a 2 million person march. That should have surely been the end of it, even though it should have been gone already. The government didn't listen. And it snowballed and snowballed. And it's like, no, the Hong Kong government doesn't get it, because it's like Beijing inside. It's like if God, creator of heaven and earth, were Beijing, then Hong Kong would be Jesus, the exact representation. I and the Father are one. You have to understand. Carrie Lam and Xi Jinping are one, just like Jesus and the Father are one. You have to understand how this works. Well, I'm not, accusations of malevolence aside, they've never been told no. No one tells them no. The Chinese government grows up the way that it does. They do what they do. They act the way they do because they grew up in a Confucian culture where we never let anyone feel like they've been told no, because they don't know how to tell people no without shaming and scorning them. So they don't tell their own children no. Ha ha. Now they'll get angry, they'll yell, they'll throw temper tantrums, they'll make you wish that you did what they wanted, but they won't say no, deal with it, think about something else. They don't go through that. And so the Chinese communists have grown up and they expect the world to obey them. Okay, just like the leftist news media. Why did Fredo Cuomo on CNN? What was it? I forgot his name. He was, Fredo wasn't his name, but someone called him that. Anyhow, I don't know his name. I forgot his name. Now, was it Mario's kid? Was it Chris? Chris. Whatever. Cuomo threw this temper tantrum, and I think it's because he feels entitled. He's grown up as a brat who's never been told no. All right. Okay. I mean, like that other actor from The Godfather. What? His father would smack him. Yeah. Fredo's not an Italian slur. It means a weaker brother, and he is a weaker brother. It fits. The name fits. You know, he was getting that from the other actors. Okay. You know, but again, we've grown up being, maybe Mario raised Chris great, but the problem was that the news media blew so much smoke where the sun don't shine up his something or other, so that he felt incredibly entitled, and that made him feel like nobody should ever tell him no. I've just been dealing with people all over the place that need to be told no. And the problem with not being told no is that a confrontation has to come sooner or later. And that can be scary. But you still got to do it.